When you're setting records in a Montreal Canadiens jersey, you know it's pretty darn special. So the Habs take a 3-1 win over the Maple Leafs last night to kick off the season, led by Max Pacioretty's 2 goals. For the second consecutive season, Pacioretty starts Montreal's season with a goal. He did that last year as well. But here's the record-breaking historic part. Pacioretty becomes the first player in Habs history to score 2 goals in his first game as team captain. And knowing who the captains of that team have been over the last century or so, from Jean Béliveau to Maurice Richard and so on and so forth, it's pretty darn impressive what Max Pacioretty did last night. I thought that was pretty cool and a pretty cool note. He was just the 5th player in Habs history to score in his first game as captain, but the first player ever to do it twice. That was pretty cool last night. I know a gentleman who is very aware of that fact and was in attendance last night as we welcome in our NHL insider from TVA Sports, Renaud Lavoie. Renaud, salut, and I got to ask you, we've asked lots of questions this fall about Max Pacioretty, and for good reason, but that's quite the impressive feat he accomplished last night.
Yeah, and he was pretty modest after the game, saying that, you know what, I was lucky in that game to have 2 goals. First of all, in a way, he's right, because the first goal that Jonathan Bernier allowed was not supposed to go in. And the second one was an empty net. But you know what? Sometimes in life, when you have good karma, things happen for you. And it's exactly what happened with Max Pacioretty. Michel Therrien told us yesterday in the morning that a lot of time during training camp, Max Pacioretty was at the rink before Michel, and when Michel was leaving the rink in Broussard, the practice rink, Pacioretty was still there. And that says a lot. That says a lot about that guy trying to come back from a knee injury. Actually, it was a bone fracture, and trying to rehab, being the best. In a way, he's the captain of that team, so it's important for him to make an example. And he just yesterday got what really he deserved. He deserved to be, first of all, the captain of that team, and second of all, to have success with everything that happened this summer. And at the end of the day, the Montreal Canadiens, it will go through PK Subban, Carey Price, Max Pacioretty. Those three guys are actually the key for this franchise. And if they're working well and they have success, the team will have a lot of success. And it's exactly what happened last night.
We saw the coach's challenge used yesterday for the first time ever. Mike Babcock uses that coach's challenge, gets a Jeff Petrie goal overturned. I'm curious as to your observations of that coach's challenge and your thoughts on it going forward.
Great. I think it was a big moment in the game because obviously at that point it would have been 2-1 for Montreal, and Thomas Plekanec's stick went through Jonathan Bernier's throat in a way. So Jonathan was lucky not to get injured on that play. Second of all, I mean, it was the right call on the ice. It was really fast. But after that, when Mike Babcock decided to appeal the decision, it was the right one. But you know what? I was between the bench last night, and I was looking at Mike Babcock, and I think at first he didn't want to challenge the play. And it's really one of the assistant coach who talked to him. And even then, my feeling was that he wasn't sure at all that he wanted to be the first coach to challenge a play like that. And it took a couple of questions from the referee to make sure that Mike will challenge that play. And and I remember the referee coming at him twice and saying, "Are you going to challenge it?" And the last question was, "Mike, you need to make a decision now." And that's when he said, "Okay, I'm going to challenge it." And it was the right decision at the end of the day. And that's what the, first of all, the NHL wants. Second of all, the referees, they don't have any issue with it because they want to have the right call on the ice. And the third thing that's really important is you hear the league say, well, last year only 12 calls would have been overturned. I don't believe that, to be honest with you. I think that there'll be at least 30 call reverse this season, and that's at least. Maybe it's going to be more. And the what we're going to talk, I'm pretty sure, in the next few GM meetings, maybe next spring, we're going to talk about expanding the video replay again, okay, because something's going to come up. And it's easy for the referees after that to go in the box, look at, you know, an iPad and to say, hey, you know what? We need to change our ruling and we need to make the right call on the ice. That's what we're going to do. So everybody's going to be a winner at the end of the day, and it's going to be way better for the league.
And I'm completely with you. I think it's a great first step, and I think expanding it down the road is the way to go because, Renell, I mean, if you can get the calls right and you have the ability, why not use that ability?
You have to. You know what? That's why everybody's looking at the NFL. I know Gary Bettman is always saying to us, guys, we were the first league to use video replay. No problem with that. But you're maybe the last league to use it the proper way now. Mm-hmm. The NFL, I mean, every fumble is looking at, they're going to look at every fumble, every interception, every touchdown. If I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I was watching the last Argos game. But now they are. Can you challenge a pass interference in the CFL?
Yep. You sure can.
See? All right. Okay. So the CFL is going in a direction that the NFL is not there yet, but they're going to go in that direction. So I look at the MLB, but they're looking at every time there's a situation that needs to be looked at. In the NBA, same thing. So, I mean, the NHL, they need to look at every goal now and say, is it a good goal, yes or no? What I don't like, and now it's not a problem because it was only a first step last night. What I don't like is if I don't challenge the goal as a coach, well, the decision on the ice will stay the same. It shouldn't be the coach to challenge a play. It should be the league who's making sure that every goal is a good goal. I don't like the fact that we need to challenge all the time a decision on the ice. And for only now two things, goal interference and maybe an offside. Go and make sure that a goal is a good goal. There's too much money on the table right now. Coaches are losing their jobs sometimes because they miss the playoffs by 2 points. GM, it's the same thing. Look at Boston last year. I mean, at one point, you need to be really, really responsible as a league. And I know it's some calls are going in your direction at one point during a season, and maybe it's going to go against you at the end of the day. But this is luck. You shouldn't make the playoffs because you're a lucky team. You should make the playoffs because you know what? You deserve to be there.
He is Renaud Lavoie. He's our NHL insider from TVA Sports, joining us here on Hockey Central at noon. One more question about the game last night. Mike Babcock's regular season coaching debut for the Maple Leafs. What did you make of Toronto? A lot of people think they're going to be very, very bad this year, but your initial impressions of the Maple Leafs?
Well, you know what? They're going to be, they won't be as bad as last year, okay? What's really missing is talent. I don't think it's a surprise for anybody. But the structure is there. And it's going to be a team that's going to be really, really tough to beat. You know, I didn't feel like Montreal was on top of their game last night. The games were not good for the first 10 minutes of the game. In second period, they weren't the best team. And it took Galchenyuk goals to change everything in the third. So the Maple Leafs are going to play good hockey, sometimes boring hockey. It's not the greatest hockey to watch, but You see what Mike Babcock is doing right now, and it's already working. He's teaching those guys how to play the game the right way. For the first time in a long time, they have a coach who can really teach those players. And what's missing after that? Talent. So what's going to happen this season? It's pretty simple. They're not going to make the playoffs. We're going to be close to the trading deadline. And all those veterans players that are on a one-year contract are going to be traded to another team for second-rounders, third-rounders, and fourth-rounders.
Right.
And all the young stud that they send in the minors in September are going to come back at that time. And that's going to be your Toronto Maple Leafs for this year.
Got to ask you a question and tap into your sources at the NHL. How is Dustin Brown not getting a suspension today after what happened yesterday against the San Jose Sharks?
That's a great question. You know what? It's there was a lot of stuff on the ice during that game. Milan Lucic was involved in a few incidents too. Listen, you look at what happened last night and you ask yourself, was it dirty? Yes. But at the same time, when the referees on the ice are making the decision and decide to penalize a player, you need to look at that at the same time. I think when you look at what Brown did is, you know, yes, it doesn't look good, but is it an automatic suspension? It shouldn't be, because you're going to see it again during the season. There's a lot of things. His skates are still on the ice. Are you gonna suspend a player who's fighting now? You know, there's a lot of issues, a lot of things that happened last night. Not maybe the nicest thing for sure, and I'm pretty sure that the league is still looking at it and right now and saying, you know what, this is a really tough call. But at the end of the day, knowing Stefan Quintal, he's going to make a phone call or two, and he's going to make sure that that player will be on notice, and it's not going to happen again. If it happens again, well, something's going to happen to a player who's trying, and I'm not going to say trying to injure another player, but at the end of the day, that's exactly what could be the result if it happened again. Mm-hmm. So it's something that the league is not happy with. And it's totally normal. Phone calls are going to be made, and we'll see what's going to come next. But I don't expect anything big.
Renaud, appreciate this as always. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
No problem. Have a nice weekend.